Okay, good to see you all this morning. Welcome. It's kind of like, for me, it's sort of like the Sunday afterward. The wedding, we don't have Corbin and Megan sitting here with the young people anymore. Let's ask the Lord's blessing on them as we go to prayer. Did you have any other requests to add to that, y'all? Anybody? That's a good reminder. Pray for Connie and Shirley.
All the people that are sick with the virus.
Okay. All people that are sick with various viruses, flus, and all that.
Maybe Brian and Erica, as they're moving into a new house.
Pray for Brian and Erica. That's good. Amen. Okay, well, I'd like to ask one of you to lead in prayer. Brother Jason, would you lead us in our prayer this morning?
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and thank you for the opportunity to come together. We ask that you be with Connie and her mother, and be with Brian and Eric as they start this new chapter in our life. Be with those who are afflicted with sicknesses, and give them healing and health. And be with all of us, and give us strength to continue to press into the kingdom. And give us ears to hear and the heart that wants to sing. We ask these things as we pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. So, amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged. God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend. Help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Aren't those precious words? I think they are. So we want to count our blessings and thank the Lord for His goodness to us. So many hymns were born out of tragedy, out of struggle, out of a dark time. And I wanted to begin talking with you about a blessing that Sweden got back in the early 1800s. In 1832, a lady was born, a little girl, grew up to be a lady, named Carolina Wilhelmina Sandell Berg, just known as Lena Sandell. Lena Sandell became known as the Fanny Crosby of Sweden. She was the daughter of a Lutheran minister. She admired her father as she grew up, admired him so much that she much preferred to stick with him and his studies than to go out and play with her friends. She really enjoyed being with her father. At the age of 12, she had some kind of paralysis that kept her bedfast for a while, but she had an experience that changed her life and shaped her life quite a bit after that. She passed away at 70 years old. She wasn't one of these poets that perished at a young age, a fairly young age or middle age. But she was, when her parents went to church, she was at home and began to praise the Lord from her bed. And somehow, when her parents got home, they found her up and dressed and walking about freely. And she was well from then on. And I don't know if she just began to count her blessings or what, but she got the strength and the Lord healed her, I believe. At the age of 26, before she was married, she accompanied her beloved father on a boat journey on one of the lakes of Sweden. And they were crossing the lake, and the boat lurched. Her father fell overboard and drowned before her eyes. And a few years after that, she wrote a hymn that you all well know, day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. You know that hymn. And at one point then, she wrote one that we have here in our books, number 99. Children of the Heavenly Father. When I sing this song, I just feel like being a little bird in a nest and thinking of the Heavenly Father safely gathering His children to Him. She wrote her first book of poetry at 16 years of age, or published it, I should say. Her first book of poetry was published at 16 years old. When she got married, she also had one more tragedy. Their only child died at birth, the only child they had, passed away at birth. But she left a whole group of hymns for the country of Sweden, for those who speak Swedish, a list of hymns, and of course wrote them in that language, and some of these got translated, such as Day by Day, I think it's Blow the Dark or something like that in Swedish, and it got translated very well for us, as well as Children of the Heavenly Father. Did anyone else have anything more they remembered, a detail about her? Brother Kevin, did you have anything more to add to?
One of those hymns she wrote the year her dad died, right after that.
Okay. Okay,
sure
one of them.
Which one was now,
very, very soon.
Things.
Uh-huh.
So. I think it's in our book. Which one was in our book?
Well, Children of the Heavenly Father.
And
there was Day by Day and With Each Passing Moment, which we don't have in this particular book, but in our other hymn books.
Is this the only one we have of her in our book?
Well, as I remember, it's possible there's another. If anyone comes up with it, let us know along the way. So, let's stand up and sing Children of the Heavenly Father. And I tell you what, boys, in verse 2, you are going to sing only. And give it to it. Okay? Give it to us. I want to hear you sing the second stanza. Did I leave my pitch pipe back yonder? Is it up in this pocket? Okay. Children of the Heavenly Father. I didn't like that weak little pitch there.
Children of the Heavenly Father, safely in His bosom gather, nestling bird or star in heaven, such a neither light nor death shall ever from the Lord His children sever. Unto them His grace He showeth, and their sorrows all He knoweth.
Eyes are glued to the books, boys. Sing it louder and a little faster and look up here.
Neither light nor death shall ever from the Lord His children sever. Unto them His grace He showeth, and their sorrows all He knoweth.
Though He
giveth or He taketh, God is cheerful.
born out of tragedy, though he giveth or he taketh. God, his children ne'er forsaketh. And then what's his purpose? Is the loving purpose only, solely, to preserve them pure and holy. Those are just blessed words for us.
This is that song that she wrote when her mother died.
Is that right?
Yeah, same year.
Thank you. Okay, she was 26, born in 1832.
Well, that's 26 years later.
Alrighty, that's perfect. Good observation. Thank you. Should we try 101 again? Let's cross the page. Maybe some of you had a, one of you had a comment yet you'd like to make about the story or the hymn. Let's go ahead with "The Lord is My Shepherd," 101. The Lord is my shepherd, no one shall I know. I feed in green pastures, safe folded I rest. He leadeth my soul where the still waters flow. Restores me when wandering, redeems when oppressed. Restores me when wandering, redeems when oppressed. Through the valley and shadow of death, since thou art my guardian, no evil I fear. Thy rod shall defend me, thy staff be my stay. No heart shall be fallen, my comforter near. No heart. Really quick. In the midst of, you hear that? In the midst of affliction, my table is spread with blessings unmeasured. My cup runneth o'er with perfume and oil. Thou anointest my head. Oh, let goodness and mercy my bounty for God to follow my steps till I meet thee above. I see by the path which my forefathers trod through the valley. Kingdom of love, through the land of their sojourn, thy kingdom of love. Praise the Lord. Some of those words are kind of a mouthful, aren't they? Phrases. Yes.
It's a song that you can say word for word as you were speaking. You know, it's like a prayer. You know, all of us from our experience can say these words. It's not a, you know, like
the church is one foundation. That's more of an explanation of the church.
Yes.
You know, but this could be like a child just pouring his or her heart out, you know, of the Lord being their shepherd.
Oh, what shall I ask of thy providence more?
Yeah, you can just pour these words out from your mouth, and it's a beautiful thing.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. Those deeper hymns are, I love them too. There's a simplicity about this kind of a hymn that I think is really valuable.
Amen. Let's sing Franz Josef Haydn's hymn, the 102, written by somebody else, but the music is kind of classical here. So let's sing The Work is Thine, 102, The Work is Thine, O Christ. Think we can do this? Should we do the notes first? So do do mi mi re re fa mi fa fa re ti do. So do do mi mi re re fa mi fa re do ti do. Mi do so so.
Eternal life from God.
notes a little too long. We gotta cut those half notes off a little bit there at the end and get that silent beat out there. You wanna do a rest there. Three. The last good Savior led the way through
agony and death. Oh, here we pray.
I was thinking of the last phrase. This very last phrase. What did I not do? What do we call that when we slow down at the end?
Retard.
We did not retard. I tried to. Warriors brave and true, we're not going to slow down there.
Continue marching.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Okay. Do you want an easy one? Someone pick one.
I'll take a hard one.
Oh, it was hard. Y'all feel that way? You don't care?
85.
Say walking in sunlight. What was that?
I said, I figured old Roger would pick me.
Okay. All right. Join with us all, y'all, walking in sunlight, everybody. Walking in sunlight.
I am rejoicing.
kind of tell our purpose in life now. And I think right now my purpose in life is to learn as much as I can when I'm young, because I'm going to really need it whenever I'm older, because some people don't learn when they're younger, then they have a hard time when they grow up.
I'm to obey my parents and help others.
I think the purpose in my life right now is to obey my parents and just do what I'm told and not try to do anything real big.
I think the purpose in life for me is to serve others and help as much as I can with whatever I'm doing, and learn as much as I can and grow into a man and just learn.
My purpose in life right now is to be responsible and not be lazy and to get work done when it's needed.
I think my purpose in life is to work hard, not be selfish, and honor my parents.
I was thinking about being someone who God wants me to be right now. That way I can listen to my parents and listen to the older folk. That way I can be a good Christian when I'm older.
I think my purpose in life is to respect my elders and to learn as much as I can from them and not try to teach too many things.
I think my purpose in life at the moment is just to be a servant to others and not trying to lead.
I think my purpose in life right now is to just put myself under my parents and just listen to them and listen to their counsel.
My purpose in life gets muddied sometimes with my own ideas of what it is. I think sometimes it's about me, but it's not about me. It's about God and His beauty and glory. And I want to strive to be more and more mindful of that every day and to put to death my own selfishness, which really kills everything that's good. So my purpose in life every day when I get up is to be thankful for what you all have given to me and to give that to others and to be a help.
My purpose in life right now is to serve God by learning from my parents and being a good brother and doing the job set before me.
My purpose in life now is to be what I think God wants me to be now, and learn that from older people too.
For next week, you can pick a poem or a song.